And we're back for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with a break in the middle for the news, which we just experienced. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. And we've got some nice tunes lined up for you this hour, and we hope you'll come back next week again. I'm going to lead off with a group led by Cannonball Adderley. This is from an LP on the Marcy label, which is the affiliate of Mercury. And this was recorded in 1955. And you can tell from the title is Julian Cannonball Adderley, that this is very early in his career. He had just arrived on the scene in New York after leaving his job at Fort Lauderdale High School. And he's appearing here on alto sax along with Jerome Richardson on tenor sax, Cecil Payne on baritone sax, his brother Nat Adderley on cornet, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, John Williams on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. And going to do a Oscar Hammerstein, Jerome Kern tune entitled The Song Is You. Thank you. And that was The Song Is You, featuring Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Jerome Richardson on tenor sax, Cecil Payne on baritone sax, Nat Adderley on cornet, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, John Williams on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. That was from an LP on a Amarcy label entitled Julian Cannonball Adderley.
Going to return now to a Arbor CD produced, directed, composed by Dick Hyman, our highlight artist of the week. On piano, Bob Haggard on bass, Howard Alden on guitar. And this is a composition written by Irving Berlin that's been very popular with the jazz musicians all down through the years. Let's listen to the Dick Hyman Trio do Cheek to Cheek. Thank you. Oh, that was a tour de force. Rob threw Irving Berlin's cheek to cheek. I'm sure Irving would not be too sure what he thought about that, but it was a real swinger with by Dick Hyman, our highlighter of the week on his Arbor CD, the Dick Hyman Trio, cheek to cheek with, boy, it was some fantastic guitar work there by Howard Alden, and Bob Haggart was there on bass. And that was an Irving Berlin classic that's been played down all through the years, really been kept alive by jazz artists. You don't hear it too much otherwise. That was Cheek to Cheek.
Well, we heard from Cecil Payne earlier in Cannonball Adderley's group. Now we'll hear from him headlining his own group. This is from an LP entitled Cecil Payne Plays Charlie Parker. And in addition to Cecil on baritone sax, we'll hear from Duke Jordan on piano, Clark Terry on trumpet, Ron Carter on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. This is a tune that Bird wrote entitled Shaw Nuff. Thank you. And it was Sure Enough, a tune written by Charlie Parker, featuring Cecil Payne on baritone sax, Duke Jordan on piano, Clark Terry on flugelhorn, Ron Carter on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. It was from an LP released on the Charlie Parker music label in 1961. And I'll try this a little slower now. The title was Cecil Payne Plays Charlie Parker.
Yeah, that's a mouthful. Going to return to some solo piano work by our highlight artist, Dick Hyman. And this is a little CD put together called Faces of Music, A Century of Irving Berlin on the Music Master CD. And just a nice survey of various Berlin songs that were written over the years. And it's one of my favorite little ballads. It's just a nice little thing that Irving wrote called Always. Our highlight artist, Dick Hyman, on piano, solo piano, doing his take on an old Irving Berlin chestnut called Always, played on a Music Master CD, cut back in December of 1987 in the Empire State.
Well, next we'll hear from the chief, as Butch Miles earlier referred to him. This is the Count Basie Orchestra and their LP entitled Chairman of the Board, released on the Roulette label. The orchestra was 16 pieces at the time. We'll hear solos from the Count, as well as Eddie Jones on bass, Frank Foster on tenor sax, and Al Gray on trombone. The tune was written by Frank West, and it's entitled Segway in C. Segway and C, featuring the Count Basie Orchestra. We heard solos from the Count on piano, Eddie Jones on bass, Frank Foster on tenor sax, Tricky Al Gray on trombone, and a little adios from Frank West, who also arranged the tune, on flute. That was from a Roulette LP released in 1959, entitled Chairman of the Board.
Next up is a CD released under Dick Hyman's name, and it's the longest title and the most outrageous title I have on all of the CDs in my collection. It's on the Music Master CD called The Kingdom of Swing in a Republic of Ubop Shabam. And it was a concert that was recorded live in July of 1989. And it says at the 92nd Street Y in New York City, but they didn't mean the YMCA. Apparently the Y was an artsy-craftsy institution in New York, and every summer they gave a series of jazz concerts. And Dick Hyman not only played piano, but he was a musical director for the concerts. And I guess if he didn't have enough to do, he had to be musical director too. But this is an all-star aggregation. I'm going to list them all because I don't want to leave any of these people out. Joining Dick Hyman on piano is Derek Smith. We just heard Butch Miles' CD played by Al. Butch Miles is on drums. Milt Hinton on bass. Warren Vacher Jr. on cornet. Former Count Basie tenor sax man Buddy Tate. Smooth Herbie Green on trombone. The wonderful Joe Wilder on trumpet, of course, Dick Hyman, as musical director, joins in on piano with Derek Smith. And they're going to play an item that was big when Count Basie was a sideman in the Benny Moulton band back in the early 30s before Count put his Kansas City big band together, Moulton Swing, which is the national anthem of Kansas City at that time. So let's listen to this great aggregation to Moulton Swing. Thank you. All right, that was a concert cut at the 92nd Street Y in New York in July of 1989. And our highlight artist of the week, Dick Hyman, was the musical director of that particular concert. He was also the pianist, and he also the co-pianist on that particular track was Derek Smith. Now, the soloists on Motown Swing were in the order of Buddy Tate on clarinet, Wilder on trumpet, Buddy Tate comes back on tenor sax, Warren Vachet comes in on cornet, and then Dick Hyman and Derek Smith play a piano duo. So that was from my most outrageous CD title I have in my collection, called The Kingdom of Swing and the Republic of Boop Bop Shabam. Cracks me up every time I say it.
All right, well, we'll settle down and listen to the Chet Baker Quintet next. It features Chet on trumpet, Bobby Timmons on piano, Phil Urso on tenor sax, Jimmy Bond on bass, and Peter Littman on drums. This is from a United Records LP, and name of the tune is Pawnee Junction. And it's written by Bill Longbrow. Thank you. That was Pawnee Junction, a tune written by Bill Longborough, and it features Chet Baker on trumpet, Bobby Timmons on piano, Phil Urso on tenor sax, Jimmy Bond on bass, and Peter Littman on drums. That was on a United Records LP, which was a reissue from a Crown Records LP in 1963, which was a reissue of a Pacific Jazz LP in 1956. And a curious thing about the title, my curiosity often leads me astray, but in this case, I checked the map and I found a Pawnee City in Nebraska, which was the intersection of two rail lines. I found a Pawnee Town in Missouri where two highways crossed. But that's as far as I got in that. But when I dug further into the author of the tune, Bill Longborough, I found out he made instruments. And one of the instruments he made was a large wooden box with six metal plates on top that gave drum-like sounds when struck with a mallet. And it turns out he sold the first one of those he made to John Lewis, the pianist. And so he called it the Lou John. And then he sold another one to Shelley Mann. And then he sold the third one to Henry Mancini. But after going down all those rabbit holes, I could find no connection with the title of the tune to anything. But if you listen closely, I think you heard the Lou John at the end of that selection.
Definitely, that's the first Lou John solo I've ever heard. And it wasn't bad. I picked up on it. I knew it was a different kind of percussion instrument.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'm going to move back to our Dick Kiman as our highlight artist of the week. This is his reference CD, Swing Is Here, and cut in New York in 96. And this is an album that has such an all-star aggregation, I feel bad if I don't include all the personnel on this particular track. Includes, and that may not all solo on this particular track, but nevertheless, they're on the stage with Dick Hyman, Peter Appleyard on fibes, Jay Leonhard on acoustic bass, Butch Miles on drums, who you heard earlier in the show, and a track played by Al, where he sang and played drums, Ken Pawlowski on clarinet, Bucky Pizzarello on guitar, Randy Sankey on trumpet, and Frank West on tenor sax. And this is a little item that was written by Johnny Hodges when he was in the Duke Ellington band, and Duke Ellington, of course, got co-composer credit because he got credit for everything that was written by anybody in the band. And it's called The Jeep Is Jumpin', and Jeep was a nickname for Johnny Hodges. So let's listen to The Jeep Is Jumpin'. Thank you. Flight Tasty Little Swinger called The Jeep Is Jumping out of the Ellington songbook. Also contributed to that tune was Aldo Sax man Johnny Hodges, who was in the Ellington band at that time. It was The Jeep Is Jumping, and from an album called The Swing Is Here. Everybody got a little taste on that one. The solos weren't too long. They had Hyman on a piano, Vache on trumpet, Frank West on tenor sax, Popowski on clarinet, and Jay Leonhardt on acoustic bass. That was called The Jeep Is Jumpin'.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 on your FM dial. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with a break in the middle for the news. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we hope you'll come back next week at the same time. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. We're going to wrap up the show with a number featuring drummer Chico Hamilton. This is from a Sunset LP entitled Easy Living. Features Chico on drums, Carson Smith on bass, Jim Hall on guitar, and Bill Perkins on tenor sax. It's a Vernon Tuke, Ted Fetter tune entitled Taking a Chance on Love. Thank you.